This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Ruling Alliance meeting directs task force to submit a report. Kathmandu Metropolitan City announces to continue demolishing illegal structures. And Russia railway station strike kills 22 people and injures dozens. Now the news in detail. Today's meeting of top leaders of the ruling alliance parties has directed the task force formed to finalize the seat distribution in coming elections to submit the report along with details of all constituencies. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Ganendra Bahadur Karki, said the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar asked the task force to submit the report along with data of 165 constituencies in the next meeting scheduled at 4 p.m. today itself. Ruling Alliance parties had formed the task force to prepare a draft of seat distribution in the election of House of Representatives and Province Assembly. The government has already announced to hold House of Representatives and Province Assembly elections on November 20. Nepali Congress leader Krishna Prasad Chitola is the coordinator of the task force. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Deuwa, CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal, Chairperson of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Upinder Yadav and Vice Chair of Rashtriya Jana Morcha Durga Podal were present in the meeting. The CPN-UML's Politburo meeting has kicked off at the party headquarters in Chasa Lalitpur. The meeting is majorly focused on the House of Representatives and Province Assembly elections announced for upcoming November 20. Party Publicity and Dissemination Department Deputy Chief Bisnu Rizal confirmed the commencement of the meeting. Party Chair KP Sarma Oli is to inform the meeting about a political report to be presented to the Central Committee scheduled for Friday and Saturday. Politburo members are expected to put their views on the political report to be shared by the party chair with them in course of the today's meeting. According to Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, dengue cases have gone rampant in various parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. Acting Administrative Officer for Bid Hospital, Dr. Bhupinder Basnet, said every day dengue patients are being admitted to hospitals. Awareness programs should be in place. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Anu Bastula said Nepal first confirmed dengue cases in 2004, and since then the infection increased in 2006, 2010, 2012, 2013, 2017 and 2019. Spotted mostly in the Tarai belt, it gradually started spreading to other parts to including Pokhara and Kathmandu since 2018, he said. Lately, the number of mosquitoes has increased in the Kathmandu Valley, so dengue patients have increased. Common symptoms include fever, nausea, vomiting, rashes and pains that last 2 to 7 days in general. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has announced to continue demolishing structures constructed illegally and by encroaching upon public land. A member of KMC Mayor Balin Sahaj Secretariat Sunil Lamsal said it would continue as a campaign. He further informed that the structures constructed without obtaining official approval and built not in line with the authorized map would be removed. He said that KMC would first request the concerned individuals to show documents regarding the construction of the structure and a further legal process would be adopted if something wrong was evidenced while screening the documents. Earlier, the street-based shops being operated in New Baneswar areas that were constructed for vehicle parking were also evacuated. KMC expressed its confidence that the move would help manage vehicle parking and traffic issue in the metropolis in the coming days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A Russian rocket strike on a Ukrainian train station has killed 22 people, Ukraine says, on the day marking 6 months since Moscow's invasion began. It says 5 of the victims of the attack in eastern town of Champlin burned to death in a vehicle, and 11-year-old boy was also killed. President Volodymyr Zelensky announced a strike in the middle of a UN Security Council meeting. He said about 50 people were injured. Russia has so far made no comment. It has repeatedly denied targeting civilian infrastructure. In April, a strike on another train station killed more than 50 people. Ukraine has spent Wednesday marking its annual Independence Day, and Zelensky had previously said Russia might do something cruel to disrupt the celebrations. The UN Security General told the same meeting that the senseless war could push millions of people into extreme poverty, both in Ukraine and beyond. A police chief accused of botching the response to the fatal shooting of 19 school children and 2 teachers in Uvalde, Texas, has been sacked. The local school board voted unanimously to fire Pete Arenadondo, who had been on leave since June. His lawyer said in a written statement that he had been unaware anyone was inside the classrooms with the shooter. The firing came 3 months to the day since the attack and 2 weeks before the new school term begins. The attack at Robb Elementary School on 24 May was the deadliest U.S. school shooting in nearly a decade. Many parents and relatives have expressed deep anger at the police response, and there has been growing pressure for law enforcement to be held accountable. French President Emmanuel Macron arrived in Algeria on Thursday, hoping to repair fractured relations with a nation whose oil and gas reserves have new strategic significance because of Europe's looming energy crisis. His visit comes after a long period of tension over conflicting memories of Algeria's bloody war of independence. Algeria recalled its ambassador to Paris late last year over it, but both countries have since signaled their desire for a reset. Diplomatic tensions frayed last October when he accused the politico-military system in power in Algeria of casting in own memories to justify its existence. A month earlier, France had angered Algeria as well as neighboring Morocco by sharply reducing the number of travel visas it issues. This was in response to claims that both North African countries were obstructing the repatriation of nationals found to be in France illegally. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in Madhya Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. Similarly, the division stated that the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Rainpal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling Alliance meeting directs task force to submit a report. Kathmandu Metropolitan City announces to continue demolishing illegal structures, and Russia railway station strike kills 22 people and injures dozens. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.